any team can beat any team on any given night. So no game is going to be easy, and every game for us. I mean, it feels like every game we play right now, it's like this is most important game of the year. So it's definitely not easy.
Thank you.
I jumped in a little late, but what is that? What do you guys think about when you hear that, you know, when you win two games and suddenly you lose the one game in Pittsburgh and suddenly everyone's panicking? Like, you guys don't hit panic, obviously. When you lose the one game, obviously, you just have to move past it. But does it bother you when you hear, like, fans, commentators talking about that sort of thing?
No, I mean, that's what they're supposed to do, I guess. I've been a fan once, so I'm still a fan. But growing up, when I was a fan, and anytime your team lost, you panic. And we know, you know, all the players and all the guys, we got some experienced guys that have won cups, and we know this is what it's like. But we know that we're going to have to kind of go on a winning streak here. We can't lose many more. And you know, as far as the critics and the fans and people panicking, it's out of our control, and we don't really worry about that.
Okay, well, on a lighter subject, we understand that it's because of you that Zach Bogosian's on Twitter. So what made you convince him to get on there?
Oh, he would blame that on me. I was there, but...
Oh, maybe it was Wheeler. He said it was you and Wheeler.
Yeah. So no, I was there, but I think we wanted to see how many fans he could get. We were eating lunch, and then we just kind of wanted to see how many fans he can get before we left lunch. And
okay.
Now it's like we should never have done that because that's all. He's just glued to Twitter. You can't even talk to him anymore. So I think I lost him as a friend. It was probably the worst decision I made.
Now, does he follow you on Twitter?
Yeah, he follows me, and he thinks he's funny, and like he's not. So I don't know. He should never have got on there. It was a bad decision.
What are your Twitter follower numbers right now?
I don't know. I think it's like 6,000 or something.
Now, I remember we spoke to you last week and you weren't sure that there were museums in Winnipeg. So have any of your Twitter followers given you any suggestions as to things to see in Winnipeg or do?
No, no one's really suggested where to go, but people have suggested that they want to take me places, which I guess was nice, but could be weird. But no, not too many suggestions, but you know, I'm going to have to figure that out for myself. I like Winnipeg. I'm having a lot of fun here, and there's a lot of things to do. So, I mean, museum or not, I'll figure something out.